man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, I'll put down the fishing rod and
make our own whiskey
and plow. And here we are doing our March 13th, Wednesday evening, Donald Trump Phenomenon radio show. This is James Kelso, your host, as I am Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Andy, this is going to be a good, this is going to be fun tonight. It's going to be fun because of all the good things that have come to the fore today and that we'll be able to share. There is a surfeit of riches. There's more that we can possibly even summarize here. So let's just start somewhere, get through as much of it as we can in our brief hour together. Donald Trump has made it easy for me tonight. His truthsocial.com channel, his page, whatever you call it, and you have to go there and you have to become a friend. Let's see how many people have done that. How many people have befriended Donald Trump or subscribed to him or what are we called? There are 6.68 million of us followers. That's it. That's it. We're followers. And the I'm just going to go down the list of his posts here, starting with his most recent, which is 6 hours ago. And they're all, well, you'll see. Here we go. Here's someone. I go down the list. I didn't have to put anything together. I didn't need a producer or a researcher to come up with a program for us tonight. Donald Trump did all those things for us. He put together the program, and he stars in the program. He's the director, the producer, the leading man, and he's everything. Here he goes. So the first post he put up is unprecedented. Trump makes history by clinching third straight GOP nomination. So this is an article occurring that's published on the Right Side Broadcasting Network. And by the way, just a little tidbit, I want to just remind myself of this. We were researching Marjorie Taylor Greene the other night, who we love, and in 2022 she got she ended her marriage to Perry Greene. I can't believe I remember all these things. But then she's dating somebody new, and that is Brian Glenn, who is the director of the Right Side Broadcasting Network. Wow. Now that is interesting. All right. So we'll come back to that one. If she keeps, if the flame keeps burning with Brian Glenn, that will become, that's an interesting item. Okay. So here we are. We're at the Right Side Broadcasting Network, directed by Brian Glenn. And here is the article we're going to read. Our reading for tonight is, let's see, let's go to Not there. Not here. Where are you? I made a big point out of linking to this, and somehow it's disappeared on me. Okay, let me link to it again. Here it is. Open that link. There she goes. Okay. What happened there? Here it is. Okay, I found it. Right Side Broadcasting article. Reads thusly. President Donald Trump has truly made the impossible a reality by becoming the only Republican in history to win the party's nomination for an historic third consecutive time, and doing so by overwhelmingly massive margins. Trump swept the GOP primary election races from January to March, deftly leveraging his Republican opponents to drop from the race one by one as they were forced to deal with a powerful movement, that's you, that the president has spearheaded since 2020. And you've been part of that spearhead, by the way, since this show started. Right after Donald Trump came down the golden escalator in Trump Tower, way back in 2015. On Tuesday evening, Trump brought home landslide victories in the GOP state elections of Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington. That's the one just concluded last night. Officially clinching the Republican nomination by securing the needed 1,215 delegates to bring home the big win. Now, let me add to that, an addendum to that. The Republican National Committee subsequently in the last 24 hours declared Donald Trump to be the nominee of the party. This is not going to go to a convention in Milwaukee in July. The Republican National Committee has declared Donald Trump is the winner, period. End of story. Now that, folks, let me interject here in interrupting this article. This is so important because now it's not Donald Trump could be. It's not he's the favorite. It's not he's ahead in the polls. No. All of these criminals who are trying to destroy our country now have got to try to cancel the actual Republican Party nominee. Not a contender, the nominee. That's a big stretch. Good luck. And chuck you, Schumer, and all of your other friends, because you're going to look so bad as you continue to try to eliminate the guy who is the Republican nominee. Now, he is the Republican nominee, Chuck. He will face off, and now it gets even better, he will face off with Joe Biden and the Democrat apparatus in November. Let's continue down here. Now, here's a message from the president that is contained in this post. Here is the president talking to you and me today. I haven't heard all of this, so I'll be listening for the first time along with you. I've only heard the beginning. Here he is. He's standing in front of a beautiful picture on the wall behind him of himself in a blue tie, and he's wearing a blue tie in this video as well, standing next to Melania in a, what would you call it, a rose-colored, has she ever worn anything that isn't stunning? I don't know. She would be stunning in cutoffs and a t-shirt, but I mean, this lady is the fashion plate of American history. And he's flanked by three U.S. Marine guards standing around him with medals all over their chest. I mean, serious medals. These look like sergeants. So here he goes.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president speaking to you on a really great day of victory. 1 week ago, we had something called Super Tuesday, and it was indeed super because we won at numbers that nobody has ever seen before, records in virtually every state. And tonight, likewise. But this one got us over the top. The Republican National Committee has just declared us the official nominee. And so we're the official nominee of the Republican Party, which is a big deal. But most importantly, we now have to go into victory because our country's in serious trouble. We have millions and millions of people flowing in. We have no respect on the world stage. What we say doesn't mean a thing anymore. And to have that happen is unthinkable. We have an economy that outside of certain little areas is doing very poorly. And we have something very, very important. We have a United States military that has to be taken care of. Again, this was a great day of victory. Last week was something very special, Super Tuesday. But now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of our country. His name is Joe Biden, sometimes referred to as Crooked Joe Biden, and he must be defeated. Our nation is failing. We're a nation that is in serious decline. We've never had a situation like this where we're not respected, we're laughed at, we're considered almost a joke. We're going to turn it around. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to close our borders. We're going to do things like nobody's ever seen before. And we're going to make our nation's economy be the best ever in the world. We had the best economy ever just a short while ago, and we're going to have that again. We're going to have people come into our country, but they're going to come in legally. And we're going to get your energy costs down by numbers that nobody would have said even possible. We have some sections of this country that are paying the highest numbers in the history of our country and among the most expensive energy anywhere in the world. And yet we have more liquid gold, I call it, under our feet than any other nation. Just 3 years ago, we were energy independent. And now we're going around begging for energy. So we're not going to have that anymore. We're going to have a strong country. We're going to have a respected country. We have to win an election. And we should win it by a lot, because there's never been anybody worse at doing that job than Joe Biden. So we're not going to take time to celebrate. We'll celebrate in 8 months when the election is over. November 5th, I believe, will go down as the most important day in the history of our country.
Okay. Were you listening to that last sentence? Let's all ruminate on that last sentence. November 5th will go down as the most important day in American history. I agree. Do you? I think it's very clear. November 5th of this year, only 8 months away, maybe less than. And think of all of the important days in American history. Just let them all flash by your mind. This one, more important than any of them. More important than July 4th, 1776. That's right. More important than that day. And any number of other days. And you're there. You weren't there for July 4th, 1776. Your ancestors were. So in a sense, you were there because you carry their blood and their spirit. But you will be present on November 5th, 2024. Wow.
So start thinking about it. Start thinking about your vote, because this vote is going to be the most important vote you've ever cast. And again, for this evening and for last week and for all the weeks before, for the tremendous success we've had in this primary, I want to thank everybody. But much more importantly, we have to get to work to beat Joe Biden, the worst administration, the worst president in the history of our country. They are destroying our country, and we're not going to let that happen. Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow. Now, was that worth the price of admission? It sure was. Okay, that's his first post. Let's now go to the next post. Bing, 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 these posts. Okay, here is one that the president put up 6 hours ago for all of us, and it is a link from an article in Human Events. Very important publication. One of the most hallowed publications in the history of conservatism, of the right wing, of patriotism. And let's see what they have to say over at Human Events. This is linked by the president, which makes this, aside from the obvious merits of this article, it multiplies many times the importance of the article. This is by Kenny Cody, and the title, now get this, you're going to love this article, I guarantee it. MAGA deserved to take over the GOP. Aren't you loving that title? And it's a short article. I'm going to read the whole thing. On Super Tuesday, many of you have been subscribers to Human Events in years and decades past. All of us have. Many of us have. Nobody's ever subscribed to it continuously forever. But, I mean, you all remember that sort of small-sized paper, Human Events. On Super Tuesday, President Donald Trump dominated nearly every state voting in the 2024 Republican presidential preference primaries by margins that not even his biggest fans, supporters, and endorsers, that's us, could even believe. Trump won 14 of the 15 state primaries over Nikki Haley by 20 or more points and won 9 states by 50 or more points. Haley only pulled out one victory by a slim margin, and I'm just going to insert there parenthetically that those were all Democrats that voted for her, by a slim margin on Tuesday, winning Vermont by a measly 4 points, all Democrats, resulting in her dropout the following day while refusing to endorse Trump for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. If it was not evident before now, it is now. The GOP is Trump's party. And how he goes, the party is being forced to follow by the America First voters, that's you, that elected him. Haley's disastrous campaign, refusal to unite behind the presumptive nominee, and her corporate donors fueling a primary to stifle Trump in attempting to make him weaker against Joe Biden in a presidential rematch have all, now listen to this, this is huge, have all been monumental failures of establishment effort. Haley may have lasted the longest of Trump's challengers. Still, her loss was even more embarrassing than dropping out before or after Iowa, the first presidential contest of 2024, would have ended up being. So, in other words, I'm glad she went as far as she did. She couldn't have done worse. She couldn't have done us a better service. Trump's thrashing of his former United Nations ambassador was not only reflective of his dominance over the party ideologically, but also the remaining want and need among his voters, that's you, in rejecting the establishment deep state the GOP remains to suffer from. The remnants of the old guard of the GOP went, listen to this, this guy's got it right over here at Human Events, the remnants of the old guard of the GOP, people like Mitt Romney, went to the grave along with Haley's campaign on Tuesday, with them all sucking it up and getting behind Donald Trump. Republicans such as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, moderate, come on, Nebraska Congressman Don Bacon, a never-Trumper, and North Carolina United States Senator Tom Tillis, another never-Trumper, endorsed Trump on March 6th. Next day, we'll put our finger right there, pause, and come back with this fabulous article. Don't miss it. Stay tuned. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. Will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net, for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired stern and a brothel life. Too much crap can drive the world insane.
Can drive the world insane.
Everybody singing the jail.
But fortunately, we've maintained our sanity, even though we've had way too much crap. And now let's we've got. Let me finish this article with you with just a couple more paragraphs. It's so brilliant. And you know, one reason I believe we'll make it is that we have produced, our movement, the MAGA movement, has produced people like Kenny Cody, who's the author of this. Kenny Cody, I never heard of him before this, but there are lots of Kenny Codys out there. And this is why we'll win. And this, what they're writing is more profound. And even what our ancestors, our forefathers, were writing on July 4th, 1776. This is better stuff than even then. And we all have the privilege of living now rather than then. Here we go. I'll continue. Now, just listen. This is breathtaking prose. Now, writes Kenny Cody, Republicans who still do not understand the Trump reformation of the GOP need to learn a lesson. Okay. Now he summarizes it in 4 words. Need to learn a lesson. And of course, we could all provide 4 words of that lesson. But here's his version of it. Stop hating your voters. The establishment hates us. The Republican establishment hates our guts. And Kenny Cody says, the lesson you should have just learned is stop hating your voters. There is a need for an anti-deep state, non-political, and patriotic embodiment of the American spirit within the Republican Party. And the past slates of candidates, the Bushes and the Romneys and the McCains, over the last few decades have been the exact opposite. Americans want a safe border, a secure economy, a nationalist approach to economics, and a brave leader who will not bow down to foreign leaders or send our soldiers off to die in a war that the United States should never have been involved in. George Bush. The GOP, I insert some, you can tell when I'm putting something parenthetical in there. The GOP has rightfully rejected neoconservatism, establishment politics, and deep state efforts at the ballot box. With Trump winning its 2024 presidential nomination, for the second time, Republican voters have nominated the man they think can take a needed fight against a weaponized federal government, an incoherent tyrant, and a system that hates him in the same way they, listen to this, despise his voters. And that means they despise you and me. While this 2024 primary victory may feel good, a 2024 general election win will be the ultimate payback. Remember retribution? Payback for the conservatives who have waited and waited to put the nail in the coffin of our empire's collapse. Donald Trump is ready to take this country back, and all of the GOP is officially ready to join him. Sweet, sweet, sweet. That's just the second post on Trump's channel. Okay, let's try it. Let's do another one. How about that? Here's a great one. Now, these, by the way, we heard one from the Right Side Broadcasting. We just heard one from Human Events. Here's one from Town Hall. And Town Hall has not... I correct me if I'm wrong, but in my following of Town Hall, it hasn't always been in the Trump lane. And but this, listen to this Town Hall. This is an article in Town Hall, and it is entitled, how do I lose these things? Where do they go? You know, I'm not doing anything, but the tabs that I put up have vanished. All right, I'll put it up again. Let me go there. Okay, here we go, Town Hall. And grab that tab again. Okay, here it is. Now, this is Trump's brilliant move to host Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago by Douglas McKinnon. Now, in general election mode, former President Donald J. Trump is playing three-dimensional chess against a sitting president who can barely manage to play checkers as his controlling staff shouts out which pieces to move. Good prose, huh? Former President Trump just demonstrated his mastery of campaign tactics, geopolitical implications, and winning domestic policy by inviting Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Don't we all love him? Stay tuned. We'll get to the rest of this.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Back, folks, and a great article here, which I'm going to continue. This is such good stuff, and this is all on Donald Trump's thread on truthsocial.com. It's all you need in the way of social media and the news, and Donald Trump has put it all together and tied it with a ribbon. It's perfect. So listen to this. Let me continue. Let's find out where we were here. And the headline is Trump's brilliant move to host Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago. Let me find it. There. Well, just in one fell swoop, Trump sent a strong signal to our allies and adversaries alike. He fired a shot across the bow of the failing White House. Biden campaign in the deep state gave the impression to the American people that he is already on par with or ahead of their current president, and struck a populist message around the world with those yearning for the rule of law, sovereign borders, legal and controlled immigration, and national and economic security. While many, maybe all, on the left and in the liberal corrupt media dislike Prime Minister Orban a badge of honor for him. Those in and out of his country who do care about sovereign and protected borders, legal and controlled immigration, the rule of law, personal safety, and the need for a national identity believe him to be an exceptional leader. That's the Hungarian people. A view former President Trump not only shares, but loudly echoed from Mar-a-Lago when he said, quote, "There's nobody better, smarter, or better leader than Viktor Orban. He is fantastic," unquote. Prime Minister Orban then not only thanked former President Trump, but also did something that infuriated those controlling President Biden. He endorsed Trump. Now, let me insert here, by the way, that Viktor Orban very pointedly chose not to visit Washington for the president, the resident, the phony president of the United States. What a snub. And this was an official state visit that Orban made to Donald Trump. Here's what Orban said after the meeting. "It was a pleasure to visit President Trump today. We need leaders in the world who are respected and can bring peace. He is one of them. Come back and bring us peace, Mr. President." Nice. Now, get this. The minions in and around the White House calling the shots for President Biden then lost their collective minds. They did so because they knew the sentiment expressed by Orban is one held by many other leaders around the world, a sentiment and a truth they don't want taking root in the minds of American voters. To counter that, those minions instantly instructed Biden to blurt out a laughably fabricated charge, one that not only insulted Prime Minister Orban, but illuminated their fear and desperation to the American people. On cue, Biden attempted to smear Trump and Orban as enemies of democracy. Here's the quote. He said this, Brandon Biden, "You know who he's meeting with today down in Mar-a-Lago? Orban of Hungary, who stated flatly that he doesn't think democracy works. He's looking for dictatorship," unquote. I mean, can you believe that wise-ass statement? Wow. I suggest Biden and his controllers either read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights for the first time, or reacquaint themselves with the words in those precious documents so many on the left seek to invalidate or outright ban. Former President Trump is not looking for dictatorship. He is simply looking to win a fair and unobstructed election and restore peace to as much of the world as possible. Let me skip down here. I'm going to skip to shorten this up. And he says, with him hosting Prime Minister Orban at Mar-a-Lago, he brilliantly reminded the voters, as well as our allies, of what they once had and what they can have again. How about it, folks? Douglas MacKinnon, by the way, he's the author of a book, The 56 Liberty Lessons from Those Who Risked All, they did risk their lives, to sign the Declaration of Independence. And I'll give you my own personal note on that. I have not yet found one of those signatories to the U.S. Declaration of Independence that I'm not related to genetically. I haven't found one yet. And I've followed the family trees of scores of them. Still haven't found one whose family tree doesn't include my own. And by the way, the same experience I've had with all of the signatories, every single one of the Magna Carta, including King John himself, who's the other signer of the Magna Carta. Haven't found one yet among those barons at the Magna Carta that I'm not related to. This is our family. This is our blood. Okay, let's go to the next one. I'm just going down what the president posted to us today. Oh my goodness. Now the polls. You know, even I've been sharing polls with you, you know. You ain't heard nothing yet, folks. The president puts up today for you these polls. How about this one? The Emerson poll. Emerson and The Hill. The Hill is no right-wing thing. In their poll in Ohio, Trump is leading Biden 50-41. You know, if you're into polling, you recognize immediately that that's a complete wipeout for the demon rats. Then in Ohio, which is a very, what would you call, leading indicator state, as goes Ohio, so goes America and the election. Historically, when you put RFK Jr. in there and what's his name, West, what's Cornell West, you put him in there. And you put Jill Stein in there. It doesn't change. Trump, 47. Biden, 38. 9-point difference. Same difference. RFK Jr., 6%. Not too much. At Cornell West and Jill Stein, 1% each. Then, the same poll, if they included leaners, people leaning to Trump or leaning to Biden, the result came out 55 Trump, 45 Biden, 10-point insurmountable margin. And they just keep piling up. Here's another one put up by the president today for our edification. The Emerson poll, Emerson College. This one with 1,300 Republican voters. No, 1,300 registered voters. Sorry, that's what RV stood for, registered voters. Here's what they came up with. That's a big poll. That's a lot of polling. That's a lot of people for a long time on the phone to get that much data. Try it sometime. Try doing a poll. See how long it takes you to get through 10 people, especially when the poll might include 30, 40, 50 questions. They don't ever give a poll with one question. In the Emerson poll, current, this is Ohio, 50% Biden, 41% Biden, 9%. What did I say? 50% Trump, 41% Biden, 9% undecided. Then if you do a leaning poll, it's Trump 55, Biden 45. Same thing. Different poll, same result, tending to indicate maybe that's accurate. Okay, I'm going to pile on here because that's what the president's doing. He goes to another poll. You've all heard of the Rasmussen poll, okay? That's one of the big ones. The Rasmussen poll, latest, and this is nationwide, not just Ohio, okay? Trump, 49. Biden, 41. Oh, folks, in years past, in elections past, if the Republicans in such polls as Rasmussen were like within 2 or 3 percentage points of the Democrats, we felt good because it meant we probably would win because polls are so skewed and so loaded. But we've never, never had a Republican at 49 and the demon rat at 41. Never. Nothing even close. Now, but it gets better, as Paul Harvey would say. Now the rest of the story. You say, well, you know, Kelso's voiced his fears that Biden would be replaced on the ticket in a last minute October surprise by maybe Michelle Mabel, sont des mots qui vont très bien ensemble. I've voiced my fear that that would happen. You know, a dirty trick from the demon rats, the dirty tricksters themselves. Well, this poll assuages my fears because Trump is beating Biden 49-41. But when they throw Michelle Mabel in there, it's Trump's percentage goes up. He does better against this chick. Or is it a guy? Is it Big Mike? I don't know. Against Big Mike, Trump gets 50%. Michelle Mabel gets 43%. Basically the same spread as we see against Biden. So there's no reason to switch. You're not going to do any better, demon rats, with Michelle Mabel. Okay? Okay, well, how about Gavin Newsom, the governor of California? Oh, the oh-so-popular communist governor of the communist state of California, which I grew up in. I mean, it's hard for me to say that, but it's true, huh? But remember, more Republicans in California than any other state, than any other, more Trump supporters in California than any other state, including Texas, including Florida. All right, if you put Newsom in, the poll gets even worse for the demon rats. Trump 51, he keeps going up, and Newsom gets a pathetic 34. So Newsom, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. Forget about it, Gavin. We don't want a communist. So, I mean, come on, are you feeling good yet? All right, what else does the president do? And that was, that poll was a national poll of 912 likely voters by Rasmussen. That's a big one. Okay, let's go down here a little further. Here's one, I don't know what it is. There's a video linked by the president, a little surprise for us, a little Easter egg. When we open this egg, I don't know what's in it, but I'm going to open it up here on the air live. And here he, in all caps, with exclamation marks, the president says, the people that did this must be prosecuted so they don't do it in 2024. When they will be prosecuted, such a shame. I won big, but will win again. So here's the video. And I'm just going to play it. It's 1 minute long. Who knows? Who knows what the president's put up? Here it is.
42,000 people in Nevada voted more than once, according to your work in this. 42,000 people. 1,500 people voted in Nevada that were dead. 19,000 people voted, though they did not live in Nevada, and they weren't a college student. 8,000 people voted from a non-existent address. 15,000 people voted, though they were registered to a commercial address or a vacant address. And 4,000 people voted in Nevada that are non-citizens. My question to you is, in my state, when someone votes twice, and we do have that occasionally, and about 50 times a year that that actually occurs in our state, we prosecute individuals that vote twice. Of this 130,000 instances that you have identified from the 2020 election in Nevada, do you know of any prosecutions currently going on in Nevada for any voter fraud?
Not yet, Senator, and that's extremely
important.
42,000 people in Nevada. So you see what the president was referring to. Beautiful. Retribution. They will be prosecuted. And the demon rats, yes, their heads are exploding because they know if this man comes to town, if this man pulls up a chair behind the Resolute desk once again, it's going to be no more Mr. Nice Guy. The gloves are off. It's going to be the octagon. They're going to be in the octagon with Donald Trump. And all around them, they're in the octagon in Madison Square Garden, will be the roaring 20,000 Trump supporters roaring. It'll be 200 million of us roaring in the larger octagon of America itself as Donald Trump takes on bare-fisted these SOBs. And he's going to smack them down. Okay, let's go to the next post by the president. Just with my editorial insertions there, I always like to make them colorful. The president puts up today also, he says, it's my great honor to be representing the Republican Party as its presidential nominee. So that's it. That's it. He's the nominee. Now, what are you going to do with that? Chew on that. Chuck, you, Schumer. What are you going to do with that? Prosecute him? Put him in jail? You and what army, Chuck, you? We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We're back. Hey, you caught me reading, folks. I'm reading a book and just looking at for a choice quote to pick out for you. I got in the mail yesterday a new book that I highly recommend. I've read part of it so far. It's by Peter Schweitzer. Peter Schweitzer. Any book by Peter Schweitzer you want in your library. And this one is entitled Blood Money. Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. And this, Peter Schweitzer and his staff, they have put together a blockbuster of a book. And I don't know what I paid for it, but if you have the money to invest in books, this is one you ought to invest in. It says $32 is the cover price. I think I paid less than that. But the only thing that could make this better for me would be if Peter Schweitzer had autographed it. I love collecting autographed books. And this is incredible. It's about 300 pages long with the index or the table of contents. And it's very extensively annotated. Very extensively annotated. My goodness. Oh, it's all there. The receipts. He's got all the receipts. And he says this, maybe I can read a sentence from the conclusion. We'll run out of time here as we close out the show tonight here on Wednesday. We'll be back Thursday. Please join us here in the Trump Clubhouse. We're winning, folks. That's nice to hear, isn't it? I mean, with all the good stuff that's now coming our way, I think we're winning. It's incredible. I have to pinch myself. Am I really saying that? What Beijing is doing has all the elements of a war. Physical casualties from fentanyl, illegal gun enhancements, and COVID manipulation. Mental casualties of indoctrination from TikTok and Hollywood. And a clearly defined objective, the undermining and defeat of the United States. That is because it is a war. An unrestricted war that has redefined the weapons and battlefields. And then Peter Schweitzer, there are two Peters that are really writing great books. Peter Navarro, who's going to jail. The demon rats have sentenced Peter Navarro, Trump advisor, to jail for a technical crime. They issued a subpoena to him. He stood on his grounds that as an advisor to the president, I have immunity. You can't subpoena me. And he stood on that. Now they're going to send him to jail for nothing. He's not accused of any crime. He didn't commit any crime. He didn't participate in any way in any crime. He violated, he defied the SOBs of the Demon Rat Party, the Chuck U. Schumer Party. And for that, he's going to go to jail. And he's taken it like a man. He will wear that as a red badge of honor. Hey, we'll be back again tomorrow night. I might have some more quotes from Blood Money. Meanwhile, thank you, everybody, from the Trump phenomenon. See you tomorrow.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.